Something Good by Robert Munsch, read by Robert Munsch. Taya went shopping with her father and her brother and her sister. She pushed the cart up the aisle and down the aisle, up the aisle and down the aisle, up the aisle and down the aisle. Taya said, "Sometimes my father doesn't buy good food. He gets bread, eggs, milk, cheese, spinach, nothing any good. He doesn't buy ice cream, cookies, chocolate bars, or ginger ale." So Taya very quietly snuck away from her father and got a cart of her own. She pushed it over to the ice cream. Then she put 100 boxes of ice cream into her cart. Taya pushed that cart behind her father and said, "Daddy, look!" Her father turned around and yelled, "Yikes!" Taya said, "Daddy, good food." "Oh no," said her father, "that is sugary junk. It will rot your teeth. It will lower your IQ. Put it all back." So Taya put back the 100 boxes of ice cream. She meant to go right back to her father, but on the way she had to pass the candy. She put 300 chocolate bars into her cart. Taya pushed the cart up behind her father and said, "Daddy, look!" Her father turned around and said, "Ah!" Taya said, "Daddy, good food." "Oh no," said her father, "that is sugary junk. Put it all back." So Taya put back all the chocolate bars. Then her father said, "Okay, Taya, I've had it. You stand here and don't move." Taya knew she was in big trouble, so she stood there and didn't move. Some friends came by and said hello. Taya didn't move. A man ran over her toe with his cart. Taya still didn't move. A lady who worked at the store came by and looked at Taya. She looked her over from the top down, and she looked her over from the bottom up. She knocked Taya on the head, and Taya still didn't move. The lady said, "This is the nicest doll I have ever seen. It looks almost real." She put a price tag on Taya's nose that said $29.95. Then she picked Taya up and put her on the shelf with all the other dolls. A man came along and looked at Taya. He said, "This is the nicest doll I've ever seen. I'm going to get that doll for my son." He picked up Taya by the hair. Taya yelled very loudly, "Stop!" The man screamed, "Ah! It's alive!" And he ran down the aisle, knocking over a pile of 500 apples. A lady came along and looked at Taya. She said, "This is the nicest doll I've ever seen. I think I will buy this doll for my daughter." She picked up Taya by the ear. Taya yelled as loudly as she could, "Stop!" The lady screamed, "Ah, it's alive!" And she ran down the aisle, knocking over a pile of 500 oranges. Then Taya's father came along looking for his daughter. He said, "Taya, Taya, 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 where are you?"
"Taya, what are you doing on that shelf?"
Taya said, "It's all your fault. You told me not to move when people are trying to buy me." "Oh, come now," said her father. "I won't let anybody buy you." He gave Taya a big kiss and a big hug. Then he went to pay for all the food. The man at the cash register looked at Taya and said, "Hey, mister, you can't take that kid out of the store. You have to pay for her. It says right on her nose, $29.95. "Wait," said the father, "this is my own kid. I don't have to pay for my own kid." The man said, "If it has a price tag, you have to pay for it." "I won't pay," said the father. "You've got to," said the man. The father said, "No." The man said, "Yes." The father said, no. The man said, yes. The father and Andrew and Julie all yelled, no. Then Taya quietly said, Daddy, don't you think I'm worth $29.95? Well, of course you're worth $29.95, said the father. He reached into his wallet, got out the money, and paid the man. Then he took the price tag off Taya's nose. Taya gave her father a great big kiss, and a great big hug. And then she said, Daddy, you finally bought something good after all. Then her father picked up Taya and gave her a big long hug and didn't say anything at all. The end.